Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, hello, my friends. And today's topic is what I want to call your emergency plan, for lack of a better term. So let me explain to you what I mean. Basically, your emergency plan should be a plan that you have in place if for some reason you can't work. And as you know, right now we're all dealing with a pandemic, and I'll just use myself as an example. My son was exposed to COVID on the school bus, and so now he's out of school for the next 14 days, but he has to go through the protocols here in the U.S., which is testing and a bunch of other things. And so, you know, I'm probably going to be working for today and maybe tomorrow, just based on the things that I have to do for him. If I was still working full-time as a VA, I would be possibly taking a hit on my income because I am not doing any task or deliverables for my client. Now, that's not the case for me, because I have other ways to earn an income, but my question is to you, do you have money in the bank for a rainy day, so to speak? Do you have a trusted partner in place who could step in and take over for you when you're unavailable and not able to work? These are things that I know that I didn't think of when I started my business, and they came out of necessity. And that's where my term trusted partner comes from, because it was something I needed one day and I didn't have. And then I realized I needed to put some kind of emergency plan in place. In the IT world, they call this disaster recovery. You could think of it that way as well. But basically, that emergency plan is, what if you can't work? What if your clients have work that needs to be done, but for whatever reason, you're unavailable to do the work? And trust me, if it hasn't happened, it will happen eventually, whether you're sick or something comes up in your family where you have to step away from your business. So there's a couple things that should be in your emergency plan. And I think the two most important pieces of that are, one, a trusted partner. Now, I've done an entire podcast on trusted partners, but let me just give you a snippet of that. Feel free to listen to that if you want, and there's a blog post as well. But basically, a trusted partner is somebody who acts like you when you're unavailable. Now, they're not doing everything in your business. They're basically handling your customers for you while you have to step away. So if your clients have any pressing work that needs to be done because maybe they're on a launch timeline, or they've got something happening where they need what you're working on to be done before they can move to the next step, then you really want to have somebody who could step in and finish the work for you. So I call these trusted partners. Now, if you're somebody who has a team-based business, and you have subcontractors that work for you, you could certainly use a subcontractor to cross-train for the things that you offer in your business. A trusted partner needs to be similar. In other words, they need to be able to step in and do the work, same type of work you do, which means they need the same type of expertise that you have. So if you offer, copywriting, you would need somebody that would be able to step in and do copywriting. If you offered Infusionsoft services, you'd need somebody to step in and do Infusionsoft, and take over for you for that period of time. So a trusted partner is someone who steps in and does the work while you're unavailable. Now, it's real important to find somebody that you can trust, because they're you, basically, and they're working directly with your clients. If you don't have a trusted partner and you're away for an undetermined amount of time, sometimes you lose clients because your clients have to get that work done and they need to go elsewhere. So if you can find them somebody to handle the work for you while you're out, and that's somebody that you trust, then that gives your clients a sense of peace, knowing that if you're unavailable, their work is still going to be done. So feel free to listen to that podcast on trusted partners. It also talks about how you can find them. But it's real important that it's somebody you trust, obviously. And then obviously you need a way to be able to contact clients when you are unavailable, and making sure they understand that you have someone that's going to take care of them while you're away. And I talk about that in that trusted partner podcast. The second thing I think is real important is having a rainy day fund. You want to make sure that you're putting money away, so if you're not working you still have money to survive on. Because if you're getting paid by the retainer, you're getting paid by the package, you know, you're basically having to do work in order to get money, and you're not able to work, then how are you going to get money? So you're going to want to have that rainy day fund set up for you, so you have that cushion if you're unavailable. Now, what does that look like? If you're only charging just what you need to get by, then you're going to need to step back and look at your prices, and you're going to need to raise your rates so that you're going to have the ability to put some money away from the money that you're earning in your business, because that's going to be that rainy day fund. Very, very important that you have that. The other thing you can do is you can find a way to create some passive income. And what I mean by that is something that makes money for you when you're not working. So if you step away from your business, you're still making money. This is what a product can do for you, an information product can do for you. It will allow you to create something that's for sale using a simple sales funnel 24/7, and it will allow money to come in even if you're away from your business for some amount of time. Now, as far as what to create for a product, it really depends on the services that you offer, because it's really related to that. And you can create a very simple product that will allow you to earn some great income. You know, one of my best-selling products, information products, is my action plan. And, you know, I've made, you know, if I want to quote, probably in the year so far this year, $15,000 just off of that action plan. So don't think that lower priced products can't make you money, because they really, really can if they fill a need for your clients. And that's what my action plan does. So creating a passive income stream is something else you can think of that can really help you for this emergency plan. But I think the most important thing is that you should have one. If you don't, you should start thinking about it. So let me just kind of give you some actions as to what you need to do if you need to put together an emergency plan. Number one is take a look at your rates and making sure that you're offering or that you're charging more than you need, so you have money to put away. Okay. You know, you might want to look at how much more do you need to be able to put away per client or per retainer or per package, and add that to what you're already charging. And that money is just like paying taxes here in the US. You have money that goes to taxes, you have money that goes directly into your emergency fund. Okay, so you actually have two, and then you may have three. You may have money that goes into your savings plan. You really need to look at it that way. It's that important. So number one, check your rates. If you're not charging enough, then you need to increase your rates so you have money to put away in your emergency plan. How much do you need to put away? I can't give you that, because I don't know what you're earning now and what you need to earn to be able to put away in that emergency plan. But for instance, even if you could put away, you know, $100 or $50 per package or per retainer, that would really make a difference over time. Second is find yourself a trusted partner. Find somebody that can step in for you and do the work that you do for clients while you're unavailable. That will keep your clients happy, and that will keep you from losing clients. Common question is, well, how do I pay my trusted partner? That's something that you would determine with them. And again, that's something I go over in my trusted partner podcast. Number three, if you will, is maybe start looking at ways you can create a simple info product to sell that will create a passive income stream for you, so you can make money even when you're not working. So real important to have an emergency plan for your business. And I'd love to know if you have one. And if you have any additional tips, please feel free to leave them below. Thank you again for listening, and feel free to subscribe to this podcast, which comes out every week, and you will find it on all the popular podcasting platforms. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.